Okay, good afternoon everyone again. You still okay?
Yes.
Sana hindi kayo, I hope you will not fall asleep, you know. As this would be, I think, very helpful. Whether or not you choose to use the resources I'm going to be showing in the next hour, it's really up to you. But what I'm just going to do is I'll be showing you how we do sermon series planning in Victory. We'll give you, I there's so many things involved here, but I tried to simplify it as much as I can for everyone. I guess before I do start, do you remember those days when it's Saturday already and you're still thinking about what to preach? Do you remember all those sleepless nights and those times when the Holy Spirit kept you awake and then you still don't have anything yet? And so week after week that has been happening to us for so many years. And I think round about 2006 or 7, a few of us started to do series already. Back in 2002, when I was the youth pastor of Malate, I started doing series already in the youth service. I felt like it was the best way to really not just plan one sermon, but plan a series. And so, but around about 2007, congregation started doing it. And in about 2008, we a bit formalized doing series. Now, it is not till about 3 to 4 years ago when Pastor Paul came that he somehow put into place, help us put into place a process on how to do sermon series planning and also doing sermons with a team. I think we have come to a place where we are now learning that we are better together, that we're able to do much as we work as a team. So hopefully as I go through this, it will help all of you have an understanding of what these resources are that you see in the website. And again, for many of you, you might not really use it as is, but you may be able to use it as reference, a reference material, and develop your own for your context. But I think it's still helpful that you understand what is it that's in front of you. Okay, so to give you a map of how we're going to go about this so that you won't get lost through all of the details, I somehow reduced it into somehow three easy steps. And these three steps are based on the things you see anyway. I'm going to be pointing you to things that you start off and you see this, but I'm then going to say how this came about. Okay, so let me just proceed, no? The first step is we're going to talk about the Sermon Planning Summit. This happens once a year, and it happens that during this time, we plan the series for the year that's to come. So the Sermon Planning Summit for 2016 already happened last April. Okay, so we've already done that. And I'll explain to you the timelines. But that's the first thing we're going to talk about, the Sermon Planning Summit. Next is the Sermon Series Development. Because after the Sermon Planning Summit, the goal of that is to create a calendar and the sermon series for the year. But of course, each sermon series has to be developed. And there's a team that develops that. So next, we'll go to the sermon series development. Next is we will do the sermon series mapping. Now, as of now, only Malate does the sermon series mapping. But we're going to share to you how we do it after we get all the materials from the national office, after we have done the sermon series development. I think the sermon series mapping is also very important. I'll tell you why. So let's start with the Sermon Planning Summit. Now, are you all familiar with this? Who among you are not familiar with this Facebook group? Oh, okay. Yes, it's Victory Preaching Pastors. Now, in this secret group or close group are the preaching pastors of initially Victory, but now it's becoming a bit EN-ish. EN-ish, meaning people from different parts of EN are already coming into it. And so this is our way of helping. Now, the reason we came up with this is because, first, if one will look at this, later on I'll give you a bigger picture of this one. But at the top, I'm the one of the administrators or the moderators of this secret group. No one tells anyone, huh? If you tell any, we have to kill you. All right? But anyway, this one, at the very top, it's a pinned post. You know what's a pinned post in Facebook, right? It is our series for 2015. Okay? So this segment that I'm showing you, the reason I'm showing you this is because for many of you, this is what you always will encounter when you want to like fish for ideas on preaching. This is where we converge on and share ideas of what to preach next week. Now, I normally don't pitch in because I have a very bad practice in preparation. But those who are good in their practices, they post their preaching for that coming week. All right? So, I only make comment if I think the objective is not being fulfilled. Because every series has an objective. If they kind of veer away from that, I'll make a comment or two about it just to realign them. But more or less, this is a place where we converge, and this is the first thing you see there. Now, what I want to do in the next few slides is to tell you how we come about with this one. So that instead of you scrambling every week on what to preach, maybe in your own context, you can start to prepare your own by just looking at how we do it. Now, of course, we have a different dynamics because we have a very big team. Metro Manila is the team that creates this. And we are 15 congregations all over Metro Manila, which translates into 15 teams, potentially. Because each congregation becomes a team to develop a sermon. So that's sermon development later on. But this is just planning. So during the planning stage, to come up with this one, this is the goal for the sermon. Every sermon planning summit, at the end of that, we must have this. This is the goal. If we have this, the summit is successful. Or somehow we have achieved what we've come to do for that day. The sermon planning summit is just one day. But, see, I'm, you know, getting Tagalog in there. There's a pre-sermon summit preparation. And the unit of time we'll be using is weeks. So at T-7. It's like a countdown. At T-7, we are finalizing who the teams are. Meaning every senior pastor of Victory picks their team. Of course, you always pick the team in your congregation because it's so hard to coordinate from, even if you want to have, if you have friends in other congregation who are staff, it's so hard to coordinate with them. So normally, we pick, so it's normally 15 teams and each senior pastor leads that team. Sometimes, if the senior pastor is quite new, they are apprenticed with someone before they're released to lead a team next year. So teams are finalized. Basically, most of the time, we have 15 teams. And then March 7, we have a survey that we do. Now the survey, are you familiar with SurveyMonkey?
Yeah.
So we blast a survey to everyone about what topic they think we need to do, and what book study. There are specific questions. And there are also certain things that we always preach on every year. We always preach on discipleship. So we ask them, what about discipleship do you think we need to talk about? We always talk about finance. So we have specific questions on those topics already so that it's not an empty suggestion. In the beginning, our survey was just free for all, whatever you suggest. But of course, we always will preach about discipleship. So we just put it there and say, what about discipleship? So the Survey Monkey question has become very specific. But nonetheless, we do that for the reason that we want to know, we want to have a pulse of Metro Manila. In the same way, let's say you're in Nepal, and you're that team, you're the pulse. Or maybe you could talk to some of your victory group leaders or your life group leaders or whatever, small group leaders, and ask them, what do you think does Nepal need? Of course, at the end of the day, even though the survey results come in, hopefully it's still us who spiritually discern where we want to go. But at least it's also good to have a feel of where our people are at. So that's what the survey is for. It gives us insight. It also reminds us that, especially when some people suggest a book study on Amos, that's good, we have not done that. So it gives us ideas. But again, the apostolic team has the veto power. If they feel like there's a certain direction we need to go, even though that's number one in the survey, we won't do that. But it's good to have a pulse. So hopefully you can do that in your own context, but that's what we do. And then survey deadline, we collate all the survey, and then we determine who the team leaders of the finalized teams. But mostly what happens there is that if we are 15 teams, and after looking at the topic, we feel like we don't need 15 teams. All of this would only need 12 teams. So we will start merging teams. This is what the meeting is for. So that when we get to the D-Day, because before that here, after the deadline, the survey, certain topics are already top of the list. And each topic is already assigned to a team. So that when the D-Day comes, see, what happens is the series grid is sent to the team leader. You know what a series grid is? A series grid looks like this. Every one of us, let's say we are given the, let's say your team is given the topic of discipleship. Each of you are given this series grid. And you are asked to have 3 proposals on discipleship with a grid like this. What is the topic per week? What is the big idea of that topic? And what is the text? What is the series objective? At the end of this series, our people will blank. So what's the outcome? What do you want to happen to our people as a result of this series? So that is what's happening during this time. A series grid is sent to the team leaders. And if you're a team leader, this is hard work because you're going to meet your team, you're going to come up with 2 to 3 options. Because during D-Day, week zero, the day itself, the presentations will happen. So imagine this, 12 teams with different topics, each topic with 2 to 3 proposals, and we will deliberate which grid we think will become the one that we will develop for that year. So do you see how we're doing it? Now, of course, because we're big, that's how massive or the organization is, how we organize it. But if you're small, you just talk amongst yourself, maybe on a table and say, hey, what's going to happen? Or if you're alone, hey, what's going to happen? You know, you have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, diba? And you're the man there, and then you talk amongst yourself. That's okay. But for us who's a big team, that's how we do it. That's why it takes 7 weeks to do it. For some of you, it may take a week to do all of this because you're only what? Maybe a team or two. Okay? But it helps that we map this out. Now, during the day itself, the annual planning summit, that's D-Day, week zero is this one. From 9 to 10, the team leader meets. We finalize the 3 presentation. From 10 to 3, that's about what? 5 hours, we present all our options. Some things are picked. And then the calendar is made. Now, after that, after we present this, this is made. This is the result. So the team for, we, in 2015, we said we will start the year with Honor God. So a team made this. They had 3 options. They presented and agreed was approved. So, and then romantic love, discipleship, Holy Week. The way we do this is at the beginning, in any country or in any nation, you already have weeks where you know you have to address. Like for the Philippines, even before all of those are picked, we know Holy Week is already there. We cannot skip Holy Week. We cannot ignore Holy Week. Holy Week will always be Holy Week for us. So there's already a preaching there. Christmas will always be Christmas. So when all of these are blank, this Christmas already has, it's already allotted Holy Week, and then we fill the others up. That's how we know how many topics are left for that year. That's why even if we have 15 congregations, sometimes it's reduced to 12 because we only need 12 topics for that. And depending on how long your series are, it reduces the number of topics. Because if you have 3-week series only, you have more teams. But if you have 6-week series, lesser team. So this is what's happening for all of us. That's why when you see this at Victory Preaching Pastors, it took about 7 weeks to do this for us. From the time we sent out the survey and our teams were assigned the topics based on the survey, and then we had about 2 to 3 proposals, presented it, and whichever proposal makes it, the result will be this one. So that is how the calendar is. We come up with the calendar. As you look at the calendar, somehow you will also notice that we always talk about discipleship. February is always big for us because it's love month. So it's an engage event for us. So those are the things that we always, November is always, almost always finance for us because that is where the biggest money comes in the hands of our people because of their bonus, and we want to teach them to be good stewards. That's why it is there. And so we also have, for the first time this year, we had a series on our mission, which is 6 weeks. Previous to this year, when we talk about social responsibility, it is a 2-week series in March. When we talk about campus, it's a 2-week series on June. When we talk about missions, it's a 2-week series on October. This is the year we did this for the first time. 6 weeks, but we made it as one because this is what happens to us. When we have new preachers who are not yet as well-versed with the mission as well, people get confused because at the early part of the year, we're about social responsibility. And then campus, and then missions. What are we about? They get confused because the mission is scattered all over the year. And it's emphasized, and so at different parts of the year. So if the preacher is not able to weave all of them every time we talk about certain our core initiatives, our people are left confused. So this year, our team was the one who did this because I was the proponent of putting them together so that it will not be confusing to our people. One shot, we tell them what we're all about so that our people say, oh, that's every nation. We have a component of being socially responsible as a church. We are serious about the next generation and the nations. So that helped our people, and our preachers preach it in such a way that even our people are not confused about who we are. Because for the past years, they get confused. What are we all about? Are we about the poor? Are we about the what? But by putting them together, in one series, you weave it. And they began to understand who we are. Okay, so that's the rationale for this one. But normally, previous to this was dispersed over. And then we have other things like preaching on the book of Romans, spiritual disciplines. We had a preaching on work, TGIM, thank God it's Monday. Jesus as, and then right now we are behind the scenes with the Holy Spirit. This week we'll be talking about the seventh son of Sceva. Okay, Jesus I know, Paul I know, I heard of, who are you? So that would be the preaching. So that is how this calendar. So whenever you come to Victory Preaching Pastors, this is the first thing you will encounter. And for some churches, they take some of the series and do it, but for some, they don't. You make your own. And that's fine with us because we're just simply here to serve. And we make all of these resources available for you for your reference. It just so happened that many of our people today, we realize in APEC that many of you still don't know the resource we have. And it's open for all of you if you want to use it. Okay? And so that's why I told Pastor Paul, would it be good for us to tell all of you about this. And not only that, for some of you are already using it, I will tell you other details that you might be missing because no one has really told you everything that you can actually get from what we do here in ENPH. Because we have somehow good support, we have communications, we have collaterals. So sometimes instead of you still thinking about other things, we've already thought about it. All you have to do is get it and maybe make some adjustments as long as it's within our mission, values, and practice and culture, okay? So any questions with this so far? Yes?
Just a few questions. One is it the same from Victory Christian Fellowship down there, Pastor Resource, this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Later on, I will go to the next step. Okay. The next step is after the sermon is developed, the series itself is developed, all of the collaterals is placed in a website. But this one is the first step in creating everything. So that when you look at the calendar, you know where it came from. And so that's why you cannot just lift that up and apply it in your context because that may not be where you're at, where people are at.
Yeah.
But I believe there are some series here that are already useful for you. Maybe you want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Then this becomes a reference for you. Maybe at one point you feel like your church needs to get to know what every nation is all about. This is a series, a good series to get. So I'm going to give you an example based on every nation. This is one of the, again, the shirt I'm wearing is the shirt we use as we preached. So while we're preaching, we have collaterals as well. Shirt. So I use this today deliberately, so I can show you some of the support we have in communications when we develop all of this. All right? So, I guess the advantage here is while you believe God and discern what is needed for your nation, this one can serve as a resource for you. Because some of the things that you thought about, maybe you could already use some of our videos. Maybe you could use some already of our collaterals, and then it frees you up to really minister the word and study it and preach it because the other things are already taken care of. Does that make sense to all of us?
Yes.
Okay, so that is to tell you how we came up with this, the calendar. And it's really in the context of Victory Metro Manila. And I want you to know, even the provinces does not take that all and do it in the provinces. Some of them, they join us, like Baguio, Tagaytay. And the reason they do that is because these are vacation spots. And whenever people go there, it's like an extension of Manila. They will say, oh, why are you late in your series? It's like watching a movie here. And then, do you know that olden days where the movies are old when you go to the province? And so that has been happening to us. So most of our vacation spots in the Philippines go with Metro Manila. Okay, so I want you to understand our context. So all of this to say that you are, the next step I'm going to show you is how you could use, how you could benefit from all the hard work that goes into this. All right? But at least you know contextually and the why of this one so that you know, okay, we can use this but not this. All right? We can probably, and we already have so many resources. By the way, we do this between March and May. March and May, let's say for 2016. So 2016 calendar is already finished because we did it last April. Why is that? It will make more sense as we go to the next one, which is, okay, is it fading? Okay. This doesn't look good, but it's fading supposedly, so that this will... Now we go here. Now, each of the sermon series in that calendar, there's a theme that develops that sermon. in your case, maybe all of the, if you want to create your own calendar and you have only about two teams, then each team has six series that they would do. But for Metro Manila, because we are a bit big, the benefit is we could share the load. Each series in the calendar you saw, each series is done by one team. So my team only does one sermon series development. And that's why you can see that we can give so much more than just the series. Later on, you will see we do not just create the series. We have collaterals. We have videos. For some of you, if you have your own series calendar, you might not have the videos. You might not have the time to do that because you're already thinking of the next series. You have to create your own series. So the smaller you are, the more, you know, the more you have to do on your own, you might not be able to do all of the resources, but the bigger you get, God begins to open up other possibilities. And so hopefully, what we have labored here will be of benefit to you. All right? And so, here's how we develop the sermons. First, remember the series grid I showed you a while ago. Okay. That series grid, whichever was approved, is again presented to the senior pastors of Victory Metro Manila. And again, if some of you have been with us, we again say whether we want it or not. Is this really what we want to do? So even if we already agreed on something at the Sermon Summit, it's not set in stone. Because if certain things happen, certain things in the culture change, we can have at that time. But it's T minus 24 weeks. Meaning, 6 months before a series is to be preached, we are already working on it. That's why I said a while ago, we make the calendar between March and May. May is the latest. Why? Because by June, we should start at least working on the January series already. So, the January series of 2016, we are already in the middle of doing that. Actually, maybe 3/4 of the way. So, that's how we've somehow done this. So, a T minus 24. So, imagine this. Everything you're seeing there, the reason it's comprehensive, there's a lot in there, is because 24 weeks before, 6 months before, we have already been doing it. So don't be surprised. Again, in your context, this might not happen. Probably the output you could have is the word itself. And that's what's important. If you have the word, actually, we just have other things that goes with it. But if you already have the word, that's good. So it starts like that. Okay? Next. After the series grid, whichever series grid is approved, we finalize it in week 20. So the team has 4 weeks to do a hermeneutical research. See, even if a grid is approved, it doesn't mean that the text that we chose really talks about what somehow the objective that we have. Maybe we have to align that. We cannot let a text talk about something it does not talk about. But sometimes we feel like, oh, this text might talk about discipleship, and then we find out it's not, or it doesn't talk about finance very well. So, series grid, we finalize it. So, 4 weeks, the team is given what? 4 weeks to do hermeneutical research. Everything, Pastor Paul gave us a summary of hermeneutical questions you need to ask when looking at a passage. So everything you studied with Pastor Paul and more is summarized in that one sheet of paper he has given us on hermeneutical questions that you need to ask so that as you look at the passage, you can say whether the passage is really right for your topic. Okay, so Pastor Paul was generous enough to do that for us. And so we have that as a guide. Now, for instance, for EN Act, this is what we present. as we finalize ENAC. I'm talking about every nation in action or every nation in Acts, in the book of Acts. The objective of every nation in action at that time was at the end of the series, our people will grasp and be, not just will grasp, but be inspired to actively participate in the what? Every nation mission. Because many of our people still does not have a grasp of what our mission is, but we do not just want them to understand it. We want them to actively participate. So the objective is clear for us. And so we talked about the every nation mission statement, and this is our approach. There are many approaches to talk about the mission, but this is what we do. We did with every nation. One way to approach this series is to see how every nation mission is rooted in the Word of God as seen in the book of Acts. We wanted a series that did not just talk about our mission, but to show that our mission is rooted in God's Word, specifically in the book of Acts, because many things about the church is found in the book of Acts. All right? So at least your people are saying, oh, they did not just invent this. It's not just, they did not just conjure up the mission. It's really part of God's Word. Okay? And of course, our series verse is Acts 1:8. But you will receive power. Actually, our behind the scene series, this is also the, this is what you call the yakap verse. For the Tagalog people, yakap verse. Yakap means to hug. This verse hugs or overarches the whole series. It's what we call the yakap verse. It hugs the whole series. So, but when we explain this, that when I began the behind the scenes, I said, last series, this is also our verse, but we focus on the ends of the earth. Samaria, the mission. This series on behind the scene, we will focus on the power of moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then this part disappears, and that only, that is the one that's left. So we also, because I have context in my theme, I actually weave even the series together. Not just one series, but series to series, I weave them. That's how I start, how I explain it. So Acts 1:8 is the series verse, and this is the series grid that was approved for ENAC. So I'm just giving you an example of one series grid. One, only one. Not many. There's still many of this during the year. This is just one that our team made in ENAC. And the good thing about ENAC, it's a play on word. It's E-N, ENAC. And ENAC means to put into practice, to ENAC. That it's a verb, which means to put into practice. So all of those in the introduction helps our people to see how our title makes sense and it plays on our mission. So 6 weeks, one of the longest series we have for the year. Normally, we only just stay at four. This is 6 weeks. First, we talked about the church, the gospel, and of course, if you've read 100 years from now, it's what is the one baton we do not drop? The gospel. So our big idea is rooted on the gospel. The gospel resulted in the birth and growth of the church. So we talk about the church, how it's ecclesia. It's a gathered, the called out ones. And it was the time where Iglesia ni Cristo was having a rally. So I said, this is Ecclesia ni Cristo, not Iglesia. Okay, ecclesia means to be called out. And that's why I always tell them that sitting on a podcast at home is not ecclesia because you're not called out into an assembly. There's no face-to-face with other believers. Have you ever heard some people, oh, I'm just going to sit down and listen to my podcast? The podcast has an element of the church in there, which is the preaching of the word. But that's just an element of something bigger that God is doing in our lives. And how many of us have grown not only because of the preaching of the word, but because you were face-to-face with someone that annoys you? In church. And because he annoys you, you became patient and loving. And the good news is, you also annoy them. Okay, I just want you to know. Okay? Because I always tell the people, this church used to be perfect, but when you came, there was a problem already. So, okay? Church compassion, the gospel through the church touch the poor. So we talked about real life. Us being socially rich. And we then, for 2 weeks, we talked about the campus. And so this was the grid that was finalized. We also did hermeneutical research on this. we looked at Acts and did it really say this or did it not? Okay? So that's what happened for us. No? After we finalized, we did the representation of the preachable notes. After 8 weeks, about 4 weeks. After 4 weeks, a month again, we will come up with a preaching note. If you followed an act, you would have seen this. I don't know if you've seen this, but this came up. Have you seen this? This is the preachable notes that we made in Victory. So it has a table of content. We made that. Now, since different teams do different series, not all of them will do it the same way. Okay? For us, we just did this. Table of contents. We had a legend. If you see green, it's note to the preacher. If it's this color, it's an illustration. It's a quotable quote. So whenever you look at the thing, you immediately see it has certain icons. It's like a dummy's books. You know, it has icons. It helps you understand what part is doing what. And then so we did this. So we give this to everyone, preachable notes, so that they can study ahead of time. See, T minus 16 weeks, they already have a preachable note for everyone. And so this one is also presented to the senior pastor. And they can comment on it and make some adjustments. So this was presented to the senior pastor. The revised was the one you already have with you. Oh, this is the revised one. Okay? So that's how we have, okay, do preachable notes. And then, initial creatives presentation. Now this one, T minus 8 weeks, we don't expect you to do this. But this one we do. We do creative presentations. What are creative presentations? These are what the poster would look like, the different choice of the poster. To give you an idea, the work that goes into this. This is what our team did. A creative presentation looks like this. We start with a creative brief for a series. So I'll just go through this fast. But I want to show you what goes into every element you see. This is the work that goes into this. So we talk about the series objective, and we talk about the target audience. So we are sure that the Every Nation Mission is not for first-timers. It's not an engaged series. It is a series for who? People who considers us their family. So because you know who your target audience is, your poster, your communication is clear. Context, we are giving opportunity to our people to be blessed, community. So all of this, and for you not to be bored with this, let me just go and skip. Because there's so much slide in here. But you know this was the one that was approved, right? Okay. But for that to be approved, we had another choice. And we talked about the creative handle. So, witness. So, we had actually so many choices that we went through. This was the initial look of Enact. So, all of that process to come up with the creatives. So, we don't expect you to do those things. But because we're only one team, only does one series, we have all the time to do this, to make it really good, to give the whole package. And the reason I'm saying this to all of you is because, and then later on, we'll present this one, all four of them. It's just that this is not good in terms of resolution, but all of them are really colorful. Each title, this one won, but with revision until it came to this one. More crisp graphics. So all of that to say that this process that we're talking about, let me see, this one. from here to there, to there, initial creative presentation from T-8. After this is done, that's where we start to make the posters and the video, because the graphics must be approved. If that's the graphics, then the video comes, then everything else. And then after that, we have the victory group material. Now, all of these things can be found here. Every work that has been done, all the results can be found when you click here. In Local Church 101, what did we click? Discipleship books. Here, this is the one we click. Victory. Can I just show that to you quickly? Now hopefully all of you has the password. Username, pastor. Password is capital F O-U-R dash 1-2. Okay. If you are there, you can do this and go here. And look at the preaching series of different years, 2014. All of that is available to you. Look at this. My example is an app. One of them, if you want the victory group materials that goes with that, you can download it. We also develop victory group materials for each sermon series, so that's what we call sermon based victory group material, so that it reinforces what you teach on a Sunday. Alright, so it's all there. MP4, these are all the videos. Now there's so many of them. If you download all of them, it takes a long time. So, to make it easier for you, I downloaded already all of them for you. If you want to put it on your phone, and it's on your, an app will be there. Just place it in your photo thingy. Then, look at this. You have banners. So, instead of you having to print anything or design anything, if you want an app, this is the banner. The good, also the font, so that you could have a good font during your keynote. Now, look at this, MP4. This is where you get your videos. If you want a video, during the campus, we talked about the campus manifesto. We created a video like that. So every week, we have different videos. So imagine this, in your services, instead of preaching the campus manifesto, you already have this. And then we deliberately created the video in such a way that it does not have any graphics on an act. So you can use it in your youth services also. But it can be used for an act as well. So do you see all of the things that are available to everyone? If you want to partake of it, we have it here. We have the bumper videos. All of the videos are here. We have these are testimonials of people who invested their life in the campus. So if your help, what is the objective of our series? To have people actively participate. What is the video doing? It's giving you testimony of people who are actually participating. So what we're hoping is this, that as we show the video after our preaching or within our preaching, it will tell them, oh, I want to be part. And this is just the problem. It's all Filipinos. So you can, if you have a video team, you can see the concept and the storyboard and make your own. Because I'm sure in your church, there are many people who are like that. Okay? So all of this are already here. Posters, PowerPoint. So the templates are already there. You don't have any problem. All of them are given to you. Your keynotes. So As you are preparing your content with everything you have learned from Pastor Paul, here we've already given you the collaterals you need. So your focus where? On preparing the word, not preparing the collaterals. Now, if you have a bigger team, you can prepare your own and have your own design. But as for now, this is open for all of you. Okay? So I asked Pastor Paul if I could show this to all of you so that we could. And then this is the group, Victory Group materials. It's all in PDF format. So all of this, and this is just one series. There's still a lot. I mean, but wait, there's more. There's so many, and all of them have this, almost have all the supports that you need. Of course, not all series is as extensive as Enact. Some of them will not have the other collaterals. But nonetheless, it will help you in your preparation. So we developed the series here, the sermon development part. We do it. So far, we've done Sermon Planning Summit, the one day that we create the calendar. After the calendar is created, each series we develop, and we give you all the collaterals, which is available where? At the website, okay? And the other, and the series itself, the preaching, is in Victory Preaching Pastors. We don't put it here. It's the sermon notes are in Victory Preaching Pastors. So it's different, okay? Now, the last thing I want to share is the, now that you have all of this and you're saying to your team, let's say in Myanmar or in Nepal, you said, you know, we're going to do an app. We're going to do this. So, how are you going to done it? Okay? How are you going to done it? Let me give you some advice on how to do it. Okay, the problem with preaching with a series is this. You do not prepare one message as standalone. At before you start the series, you must look at the whole, you must have to map it out. So, in Malate, 3 weeks to 2 weeks before a series is about to be preached, so T-2, I sit down with the pastors and we do sermon series mapping. What does that look like? It simply looks like this. So for an act, now this is neatly done in PowerPoint. You should see my office. My office has glass like that. You no longer see through the glass because the whole series is written by hand on the glass. Because we make things, we adjust things and all that. But to make it neat for you, I did this for you. This is what it looks like for us to map the series. We talk about the topic for week one, the church, this is the text, these are the points, this is the big idea. Week two, see, now, what are these coming out? Whenever you receive a series notes, you're given the topic of that series for every week. You're given the text. You're given the points. And you're given the big idea for each. Why do we need to see this? Because time and again, especially when this series, the good thing about this series is that it's clear what we're trying to preach every week. But let's just imagine the campus. If you are not clear what you want to preach in each week, you might bleed on the next. Because you might be saying something here that you want to say here. And so what happens is, if you are not planning properly and you start preaching, you have so many materials, by next week you have nothing to say. I have said everything I have to say last week. Let's just pray, go in the peace of God. That's basically what you can say. And that's why sermon mapping is important. Because you tell them, oh, don't say this here, say it here. Or we're going to do this here, not here. The point is clear. The scriptures are clear. and you are not doing overlaps. So those, this is very helpful. When you get the sermon notes, don't just prepare for that week. Map out the whole week. Talk to your team. How does this look to you? Start talking, looking at the text. All right? Do you want an even more extensive map?
Yes.
Are you ready? We do this. In Malate, we have extended this to even map our victory group topics so that we will know what the victory group is talking about while we're preaching this and how we can reinforce one another. Wow. So 2 to 3 weeks before, we sit down together and we look at everything. Okay, I think we're doing this, not this. Where do we do communion here? Because our most of the churches in Metro Manila does communion at the third Sunday of the month. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Different. In Malate, the communion is done where it fits in the message. Because it's not a ritual for us. It is an opportunity to preach the gospel and to see communion and have it affect most powerfully. So, it can be the thing that how the sometimes we end the sermon with communion because it lends well to the finished work of Christ. And it points us to the cross and all of that. So we do not say, okay, every third week we'll have communion. No. Every single series, we plan it differently. Because it has its own direction and all that. So I want you to know, this is hard work, by the way. We spend hours just looking at this, thinking, asking one another, and I implore you and appeal to you. Please do not get a series and just prepare 1 week. And you're just looking at this one. No, look at everything. That's why you don't have to overlap, and you have a good context of everything that you're talking. So that's why when you, yeah, Jason and Julius are familiar with this, when I preach, I put so much context on everything. And I know my friend Paul says too much context, that's why it's 1 hour. Right? But that's how I want our people to really get a grasp of what we're talking about, what it's about, and they can weave it together. And so again, it's hard work. But just please don't get our materials from the website. Get it and then say, okay, I'm going to preach this. No, please think about it. Pray about it. Look at the team and map it out. Okay? No, this is how we do it in Malate.
From the mission department, they do a Dropbox. They ask us to drop by. And those material they put, so I do not really know. So it makes sense now that all the series grip and blank, you know. So we don't know what to do. So we just go to the final ones. So are you still sending us that one Dropbox? It was just a few weeks.
We don't know what the Dropbox is for. So I don't know what your arrangement with missions is, or the mission department, what your arrangement are with them. But for us, if you go to our website, we give you all the materials. Now the materials that was you maybe if they ask you for something in the Dropbox, we take that and we put that in the videos. And that's why some of the materials, and it's still chosen, it doesn't mean you place it there, it's going to be chosen to be part of the video. Okay. But some of the things you brought there, it was shown in the video, in the collateral. So, my time is up. Pastor Paul is looking at me because if he doesn't stop me, it's going to be like an hour or so again.
Thank you, Pastor. 5 after. We're back at 5 after.